Let's take a little musical break and come back and talk about CBGBs. Do you want to stay there and hold my hand? Tell me, baby, if you're another man. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? Do you want to dance under the moonlight? Screaming, baby, all through the night. Oh, baby, do you want to dance? 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 That, of course, the Ramones, Do You Want to Dance, from way, way, way long ago. I first saw the Ramones at CBGB's, and I think it was February 1976, changed my life. The news that CBGB's, that great cultural emporium on the Bowery, was under severe threat, thought it might be a good thing to do a little program about. And since the theme of this fundraiser is Voices of Dissent, CBGB's is a kind of voice of dissent, and we've got some people who are here trying to save it. We've got Donna Gaines, who is a sociologist and author of a couple of books, Teenage Wasteland and the Misfits Manifesto, and also heavily involved in the CBGB's rescue effort. And with her is someone who goes by the name of Athena. That's her stage name, a blogger, who is also a preservationist, is one of your talents?
I'm working strongly toward the preservation of CBGB.
Okay, so I guess most people know what CBGB is, but anyone going to give us a quickie history?
Well, it's considered at an international level the birthplace of punk rock. So locally, many of us grew up there. It's a music venue, but it's a lot more than that. It's kind of a place of worship for people who consider pop culture a form of liberation theology. And it's been around as long as I've been coming to New York City, and people come to it every day from all over the world. Many of the great seminal punk bands started out there when it was just like a divey old man's bar and a place to play pool with bikers and local patrons. And so Blondie, Talking Heads, the Ramones all got their start there. And it's sacred ground to a lot of us. More recently, after we've lost 3 out of 4 of our Ramones, it's become a place where people come to mourn and pay homage and to celebrate that cultural contribution of New York City.
And when I was first going there in the mid-1970s, the neighborhood was a little different from what it is now. So what's happened around the Bowery Bleecker intersection?
Well, one exciting thing that happened was a few years ago, a street sign came up, Joey Ramone Place, in honor of Joey Ramone. And it's after Joey and Dee Dee and Johnny died, there were memorials outside of it, and we hope to keep that alive because we need to keep hope alive. We want to keep BAI alive. We want to keep CBGBs alive. And with all the bad news out there, we have some happy news today we'd like to share.
Oh, let's hear some happy news, please.
Yes. Well, I really want to thank Marcy Reeven at Place Matters City Lore, Lisa Kersavage at Municipal Arts Society, and Brandon Sexton, also at MAS, who I just met today. Municipal Arts Society unanimously stated by vote today that they support CBGB, and they will be assisting us. They will be assisting me and Dr. Donna Gaines with our submission to the Landmark Preservation Commission.
The Municipal Arts Society is a pretty upscale entity. It's not the kind of thing you'd expect endorsing a dive bar in the Bowery, is it?
I think that just goes to our argument that it's a cultural institution. It's got international acclaim, and all the punk venues that came after it in large, you know, were modeled after it, and it has meaning to people across generations. So it's much more than a bar. It's got that smell. That's part of its authenticity. But some of the artwork that we consider as culturally relevant as graffiti on the walls is just just something that that we want to keep forever.
I remember when I was first going there, you had to put a napkin on your beer glass to keep pieces of the ceiling from falling into your beer. So it was venerable even then. And so what is precisely the threat to CBGBs?
The threat to CBGB is, you know, Project Save CBGB does try not to focus on the rental dispute, but I think, you know, the information's already out there in the public domain. There is a rental dispute. The lease is up August 31 of this year, and for right now we don't see any hope of it being renewed. So we're doing what we can to see it continue. It's certainly an icon for many New Yorkers, for many Americans, and for people globally.
What are you doing to see it renewed?
Project Save CBGB has several strategies. Don and I started working together to get information on how to get CBGB designated a landmark. Culturally, many consider it already to be a landmark. It's already met the 30-year minimum requirement, which is one of the guidelines that the New York City Landmark Preservation Commission requires before even considering anything for landmark designation. And it's just a treasure on the Bowery. The venue has been around since the property has been around since 1878, and the saloon might be the only longest-standing saloon that's been operating as a saloon since its inception on the Bowery.
But the neighborhood has, you know, gotten quite gentrified. I mean, when I was first going there almost 30 years ago, I don't like doing that kind of math, but I guess that's what it is. It was considered dangerous and disreputable, and now there are you can get grilled this and seared that in a reduction of whatever all around there. What is it just this kind of space doomed in Manhattan?
We don't think so. I mean, because part of the appeal of downtown, when people spend, you know, a gazillion dollars to send their kids to our great universities, NYU, Cooper Union New School University, even Columbia, is the downtown street life. And the gentrification is just a fact of life, you know, and I think we see beyond that, and the authenticity and credibility of something like CBGB's. If that goes, I really think, you know, there's no reason for people to come with those vested interests to New York City. They can go to Williamsburg or, you know, even Long Island or not New York City. I like the quote in New York Metro about the most godforsaken bathrooms in Christendom. And, you know, that's just like, yeah, it's got the street in it, but it's got four generations of culture. The Bowery is where young people came at the turn of the century when the factories drew them out of the home and industrialization put them, you know, into a melting pot of culture. And there was just such incredible stuff always going on there. And CBGB's, we believe, may be one of the oldest oldest buildings there.
That's right. We're just getting in research information that will support our submission to the Landmark Preservation Commission. So we're getting information that's very, very interesting. And if anything, all the tourists that already go to CBGB for the rock history, for the cultural history that they already go to there, Donna has seen this, I've seen this, you know, the tourist number over 100 a day. This is just to go look during the day, not even showtime hours. So if anything, just to visit it for the rock history, they should go visit because it's one of the original properties on the Bowery. That's pretty meaningful to New Yorkers.
We do need to take a little break and do a little begging. 5-0. So enough of that for the moment, and let's get back to the issue of CBGB's. Who is the owner of CBGB's, and how does he feel about all this effort to save his emporium?
Well, the immediate landlord is the Bowery Residence Committee, and quite honestly, I don't know how he feels because I haven't myself communicated with him. Dr. Donna Gaines has reached out and proposed some really excellent ideas, revenue building ideas. Sorry about that. Ideas to increase their revenue. We would like to see them meet their financial goals as well as CBGB's. And Dr. Gaines had some pretty fabulous ideas, and I don't know what the genesis of that was.
That's the voice of Athena, and now
oh, hi.
Dr. Donna Gaines.
Sorry, Donna Gaines. Gabba gabba, hey. Yeah, I mean, my vested interest in this is that, you know, young people need things to believe in, and CBGB's has kept a lot of kids going through the way, you know, through the trials and tribulations, and it's just not something we can lose. We just can't. And I wrote him a letter just suggesting that we might be able to keeping the space in its present state, develop it into a museum, an interactive museum on the order of what Paul Allen endowed in Seattle, the EMP Live, which houses all of Jimi Hendrix's archives. You know, it will always be considered the center of the Ramones world, the Ramones nation, CBGBs. And so it's my hope that all the great bands, the legacy of Blondie and everybody that's performed there in the last 30 years will be part of that. And, you know, there will be opportunities for performance, but also to house some of the holdings and exhibits and lectures, and to possibly affiliate it with one of the major universities that we have. New York City doesn't have its own Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. CBGB's is the de facto Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for New York City.
That's right.
And we really, you know, we beseech the mayor to intervene with the same kind of passion that Mayor Ryback intervened to help keep First Avenue, which is a great Minneapolis club, alive. He was most known for stage diving during Rock for Democracy, which was a fundraiser they had there last summer. So we really feel that it's part of New York City. We don't want to lose anything more. We lost the Twin Towers. We lost so many, you know, so much. And the mayor's done a lot to help rebuild it. We want to keep it that way.
Are we going to see Mayor Bloomberg ding around a little teenage lobotomy down there, maybe?
I think he might have a rock and roll heart. We don't know.
I don't see why not. Yeah. Our contention is this. CBGB already functions as a destination location for many visitors that come here to New York who've never been to New York. But even today, looking at today's Metro, which is a free daily paper, on page 5, the sailors that are flooding the city for Fleet Week, one such sailor said, hey, where's, you know, does he say here, is CBGB's near here? This is a first-time visitor to New York City from West Virginia, a sailor. And you stand at CBGB's and you see this phenomenon happening all the time from Argentina, Brazil, Japan, New Zealand, Australia. You have visitors who make CBGB their destination location while in New York because they're rock fans and or any kind of fan. It speaks to all kinds of visitors. And those are tourist dollars.
This seems like the city is in danger of losing its heart and its soul. And it would just become a money-making machine. And it's becoming so upscale that anything that has made the place worthwhile is under severe threat if it hasn't died already. Is that how do you feel about that?
I've heard kids say, you know, just street talk, you know, people just saying they're just taking everything good away from us. And that's not really good, you know. That's not a good frame of mind. If the city seeks to be more than, you know, a financial center, if it seeks to have art and culture and to attract youthful vitality and interesting people, and if universities want to see their enrollment staying high, you know, if it's just going to be bland and boring and unaffordable for anybody, not only to live in Bohemia but to even have a Bohemia, then they need to maybe rethink, you know, where it's going.
They want Bohemia in quote marks done by Disney, I guess, not the real thing.
It's Ersatz Bohemia or Bohemia et, French et.
And one of the things that give the city its heart and soul that is always under threat is this radio station, and I don't see anybody picking up 2950. Let's take a little musical break and hear some more about CBGB's. And that one exhumed from the crypt is Talking Heads' Life During Wartime. This ain't no Mud Club or CBGBs. The Mud Club, of course, long gone, but CBGB is still around, hanging on by its fingernails, and we've got two people here trying to extend its life. Dr. Donna Gaines, I should have brought teenage lobotomy here so we could talk about your PhD. and with her, Athena.
Athena.
Her nom de, it's not a nom de plume in the silicon world, but it's
absolutely
the nom de virtual plume. If my French were any better, I could probably say that in French. If you're just joining us, that venerable music emporium, CBGB's, under threat and may not survive the year. Its lease is up, and there's an effort to save it. And you were telling me during the break that you've got some big names who are supporting your cause. Who do you have on the roster?
You know, the support that has poured out is amazing. We have Deborah Harry, the members of the Patti Smith Group.
Tommy Ramone.
Tommy Ramone, Arturo Vega, the art director of the Ramones. Charlotte Lesher, who is Joey Ramone's wonderful mother. Seymour Stein from
Sire Records.
Jonathan Demme, and somebody that's just like, you know, we're so blessed.
Fab Five Freddy, too.
And Little Steven, who's...
Little Steven.
Thank
God for Little Steven.
Yeah.
Thank you, Little Steven.
Not more famous as a mobster than a musician.
No, he's just, you know, he's really taken, you know, a big interest in it, and he's kind of, it's just his heart is in such a great place, and he's so dynamic, and just so, we're just so happy.
I don't know what else to add.
We don't want to gush too much, but he's just we feel like, you know, he's so committed to New York City and to New York City, the kind of culture that draws people here as fans, consumers, tourists, and keeps hope alive for us. And, you know, he's put on shows, and he's going to be taking an interest in putting together over the summer a series of shows for CBGBs.
And he's launching it with a huge show we're anticipating in a meaningful way. And who else to do it than Little Steven?
Is it just a matter of money, or does the landlord want a Tony or institution on the site now?
You know, as far as I know, there has been no actual goalpost provided to CBGB. You know, if you complete XYZ, you get a renewal of your lease. That's my understanding. Anyone please correct me out there if I'm wrong. But as far as I know, that's basically where CBGB is at. You know, they have not been given a goalpost. If you complete this, then you get your lease renewed. And you know, that concerns the fans worldwide enormously. And that's where we've stepped in.
And what about the public, the listeners? What can they do?
Well, our website, Project Save CBGB, can be found at www.savecbgb.org. They can submit their letter of support for landmark status to CBGB. The instructions are right there on the site. We have other, you know, events and other goings on in the city by the community and nationwide and elsewhere. Posted there periodically. It's a very basic site. We just give out the information as it comes along because we're so busy behind the scenes.
No fancy flash animations or anything like that.
Not at the moment, no. And I'd also like to give the public a heads up because Municipal Arts Society has, you know, unanimously agreed to support CBGB and its preservation. Municipal Arts Society does have a site, www.mas, M as in Michael, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, .org, and they will soon, hopefully as soon as today or sometime soon, they're going to start requesting from the public their contributions, how CBGB has been meaningful to them so that they can forge ahead with their preservation work. And, you know, www.mas.org is the site to go to. They're an incredible society. They've been around since 1896. It's just incredible that they've decided to support us in this way. we're very excited.
And that's the voice of Athena, who's here with Dr. Donna Gaines. Mm-hmm. And this is Behind the News. My name is Doug Henwood, and we're here to raise some money. We're not only here to save CBGB, we're here to save WBAI, and we can't do that without your help. We need your pledges, 212950. And let's take another musical break while I try to regain my sanity.
Well, the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. The guys been sipping, so they're going to the discotheque. Well, the kids are all hopped up, they're ready to go. They're ready to go now. They got this.
And New York City really has it all. It has WBAI, and for a little while longer, it may have CBGBs, and we hope for much longer it will have CBGBs. And those, of course, the Ramones from, 1976, 77, something like that. And we have a couple of guests in the studio who are very busily trying to save CBGBs, great cultural outpost at Bowery and Bleecker. 212-209-2950 is the number to call if you want to save another important New York City icon, WBAI, which always depends upon your charity, 212-209-2950. And there we have some lights lighting up. Thanks to all of you who are calling. Thanks to those of you who have called. And thanks in advance to those of you who are just about to call because, I don't know, you're feeling a little tired and couldn't make it over to the telephone. But 212-209-2950 is the number to call. So what's the timetable like? What do you got planned for the summer, and what's the day of reckoning?
Well, the shows are going to be held the month of August, and Little Steven is going to probably kick off those shows with a pretty big event. And as far as our submission to the Landmark Preservation Commission, that'll be in June.
And we also, we're making rock and roll history because we're honored that we have Ernie Fritz, who's an award-winning documentarian, taping what we're doing, the process of saving CBGBs, because people just, I think, don't believe that you can do things, that you can change things and you can make things better just by sheer people saying, enough, you know, like you're not taking this away, too. So we're honored that we have him, and he's even here with us in the studio.
That's right.
But because of some kind of modesty, he didn't want that known, right?
Oh, well, sorry, Ernie.
He's been nominated for so many awards. We're honored to be in the same room with Ernie.
Yeah, I mean, just the best people are coming, you know, to help us out with this, and we need to do this for future generations and generations gone.
Well, and I should say I wanted to do my part because you know, I love the music, and I loved going to CBGB's almost 30 years ago, and I haven't been that many times recently, but way back when, it was really an important place for me, and it'd be very sad to see it go. And it's not just because of what it is, but what this would symbolize would be just another major casualty of the upscalization of New York City, which is just squeezing the life out of it.
Absolutely.
And, but, you know, whenever I do these fundraisers, I always say, you know, we're always focusing on the bad stuff and all these threats and these terrible things that are happening. But, you know, we really do need to focus on the fact of fight back. Yeah. We have an institution like WBAI, which makes this kind of thing possible. We have people here who are fighting to save an important cultural institution. We have power. We have great potential power. And if we get together and act on it, then we can really, it doesn't take that many people to change the course of the world. 212-209-2950 is the way the listeners can kick in and do a little support for this important institution, WBAI. 212-209-2950. And I should bring this segment of the program to a close in a moment. Athena and Donna Gaines, first of all, could you repeat those websites and remind people what they can do if they want to save CBGBs?
The project website is www.savecbgb.org, which is separate from the official CBGB.com site. We are the only website that uses the CBGB name with permission of Hilly Crystal, although we're not paid by Hilly Crystal at all. We're not employees of Hilly's. www.savecbgb.org. And Municipal Arts Society, in case you'd like to let them know how you feel about CBGB, they're going to be actively supporting us, www.mas.org. Yes, that's right.
Okay, and any final word, Donna?
Keep hope alive in New York City. Save CBGBs, support WBAI, and God bless the Ramones.
Gabba gabba hey
weeks.
Thanks to both of you. Last voice, Donna Gaines, and just before that, Athena, her nom de plume virtuelle or whatever. And let's take a little musical break while we have a changing of the guard here. I'll be back in a moment.